As we inch closer to warmer weather, many of us are looking forward to more sunshine. But for one particular group here in Idaho, this summer is going to be all about the brass. This July, the Boise State Trombone Choir has been invited to perform at the 2023 International Trombone Festival in Salt Lake City, Utah. So joining us to talk more about this upcoming performance is Dr. Sarah Paradis and choir member Logan Dominguez. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So Dr. Paradis, can you give us a brief background on Boise State's Trombone Choir? How long has it been around?
Sure. Trombone Choir is a small ensemble you'll find at a lot of university music programs. It helps trombonists build their ear and listen for great intonation and blending skills within a trombone section. So you'll find it at a lot of programs. And my predecessor, David Matthey, here at Boise State, upheld this tradition. And I just took the torch from him when I joined at Boise State in 2014. So I would say at Boise State, the Trombone Choir has been going for at least 20 years.
What was it like to find out that you'd be performing at the International Trombone Festival?
It was a dream come true and kind of, from a student perspective, full circle moment for me. So for those of you that don't know, we actually were originally selected to perform back in 2020 when the Trombone Festival was going to be held in Japan. So we started prepping for that and getting ready for that, and we're super excited about that. And then, like we know, everything else happened. They got canceled. So now that we kind of get this full circle moment, there are a few of us that are still in Trombone Choir today that were a part of that group. So now that we actually get to go and perform in Salt Lake this next summer, it's really just a full circle moment, and it's a dream come true. And I'm super excited for this group to perform.
Dr. Paradis, what do folks have to do to qualify for the festival?
Yeah, sure. The main thing is we need a high quality recording. So we have to think many semesters or even years in advance to make sure we can prepare that type of recording. The group has to be operating at a high level well in advance. So we've been practicing for years just to get the group at the high level that it could be. And we actually used our last spring recital recording to submit this past November, which was a great recital. They sounded really good. And we submitted just 5 minutes from that recital in November to apply. And we waited to hear back if we were selected. It took about a month for them to get back to us. And in the meantime, we're doing tons of fundraising. So if they did select us, we could start to be able to afford to actually make the trip.
And Logan, my understanding is that you attended the festival last year. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was a great experience for me. So I actually was selected to be a student worker at the festival. So my tuition and room and board were paid for, as well as my registration for the conference. I also got a small stipend for food. And so everything, and I helped out with the youth choirs. So it was a great experience for me. And also just getting to be around these fantastic trombone performers across the whole world, really, that flew in from other countries and were putting on guest masterclasses and recitals and concerts. There's just all of this cumulative, just put togetherness that was an amazing experience. And then I also walked away from the conference with a new trombone from a scholarship that I had received. So whenever I got back to Boise in August, I'm performing on a better trombone that has helped just me grow as a musician tremendously in the last few months.
So Dr. Paradis, before we wrap up, where can people go to hear the choir? Do you have any other local concerts coming up?
For sure. Yes. Our semester recital is on Thursday, April 20th at 5:30 at Boise State. We're also playing at the Boise Farmers Market on Saturday, April 29th from 10 to noon. You can come catch us there while you buy your weekly market items. If we have any listeners out there who are entering grade 6 through 12 and they play a low brass instrument like tuba, euphonium, or trombone, we invite you to come to our low brass camp happening June 5 through 9 of this summer. And if you're not a low brass person, there's lots of other music events going on at Boise State. You can just check out our event calendar online. And I would like to plug that Gemma herself was the MC for our 2022 annual holiday concert, and we loved having her there. Thank you so much, Gemma. And that event will be happening again this fall as well.
I have to tell you, that was such fun. Seriously, it was so great to be a part of that. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more with us. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gemma.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking with Dr. Sarah Paradis and choir member Logan Dominguez about the choir's upcoming performance at the International Trombone Festival. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.